Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 45, The Two Sides to Every Coin. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This week's episodes are brought to us by William Krause III's Day Laborer Services. Do you have a hard time finding quality day laborers? Do you feel like your $2.25 an hour just doesn't go as far as it used to? Are you tired of your day laborers without a firm command of the Queen's English? Well, look no further. Back in the early 1990s, Billy Krause was the president, CEO, and chief laborer of Route 66, lawn care. And now, nearly 30 years later, and several what some might call character-building employment experiences later, he's back, baby, and ready to sweat for you. Could you use an extra hand with your weed whacking, corporate IT systems oversight, lawn mowing, data center security protocols, yard raking, mortuary services, or leaf blowing? Look no further than Billy Krause. You can be assured he'll give you an honest day's work for about $18. So, whether your data center just got hacked by the Chinese Communist Party, your retaining wall looks to be sagging a bit, or dear old Aunt Betty has finally moved on from this world, Billy's got a can-do attitude and a price point that raises absolutely no further questions. Give Billy a call. Ask him what $18 a day can get you. This is a satirical ad. No one is paying me anything for this, although for $18, you could get Billy. Earl opens with a simple but powerful idea. Everything in life has two sides. Rain can nourish crops or flood a town. The same force can create and destroy. He applies this image to the human mind and memory. On one hand, forgetting is a gift. It allows us to move past pain, disappointment, and failure without being constantly pulled back into them. But forgetting has a shadow side. We don't just forget what hurts us, we also forget what taught us. We forget the lessons, the insights, and the ideas that once helped us grow. And when that happens, we drift instead of advance. Because of this, Earl says we have to actively arrange our minds to remember what matters. He lays out a four-part approach that's simple but demanding to learn. Number one, never stop learning. Always seek new knowledge and ideas. Two, have a plan for using what you learn. Knowledge needs a worthy goal to move toward. Three, create systems of reminder so that you will learn it again and again. And four, stay inspired. Motivation is what turns knowledge into action. Without all four, even good ideas fade into the background noise of daily life. Earl Earl then turns to the problem of staleness. How do we keep our work, our lives, from falling into a rut? He uses the example of great actors. They may deliver the same lines night after night, sometimes for years, but the audience is always new. The best performers don't rely on repetition. They rely on refinement. They study their craft. They deepen their understanding of the role. They look for subtle ways to improve because excellence is something you practice, not something you achieve once. Earl suggests the same approach for everyday life. Recognize that anything can go stale. Do something every day to improve your skill. Remember that every job holds the seeds of greatness. Never forget that your work matters to someone else. Try to see what you do through the eyes of the people that you serve. In other words, treat your role like a performance that deserves your best every time. Earl closes this episode by challenging one of the most common desires people express: security. He argues that the only real security in life comes from within. When we say, "That person has it made," we forget something very important. For it to stay made, it has to be remade again and again. If you're not getting better, you're quietly getting worse. So Earl offers a practical challenge. Write down what your ideal job or role would look like 5 years from now, and then begin today to grow into that person who would actually hold that role. He reinforces this with a line often attributed to Benjamin Franklin. "If a man empties his purse into his head, no man can take it away from him. An investment in knowledge always pays the best interest." What this episode leaves me with is the idea that growth is not automatic. It's arranged. We choose what we remember. We choose what we refine. We choose whether our work becomes routine or becomes meaningful. Maybe security isn't something we find. Maybe it's something we practice every day through learning, serving, and becoming just a little bit better than we were yesterday. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.